Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some art / you might have bird hole. Don't know why I laughed at that one. A huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today. Please consider subscribing if you are new here, and let's crack on with today's first story. And it comes from Throwaway Slutty Dad, titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Telling My Mum She Must Have Had No Self-Respect to Marry My Dad?" Some context: my 16 female high school has an annual fall dance. Not last year for obvious reasons, but it's back on this year with COVID restrictions, of course, and it's been unreasonably warm this season, thanks global warming, so a lot of the dance will be taking place outside. Anyway, the boys are supposed to ask the girls, and yesterday at lunch, a boy asked me, and I agreed to go with him. My dad has always been a traditional kind of guy when it comes to me and my younger sister, 14 female. So last night at dinner, I mentioned that I had a date for the dance. He made a crack about answering the door with his shotgun. The thing is, I'm pretty sure he would do it. I told him that if he was going to be like that, I'd meet up with our friend group at school. He then got very serious and told me in an angry tone that he didn't want me sneaking around with some guy without his knowledge. He asked me what I even knew about this guy. He then said he didn't want me to turn into one of those slutty girls who give it all away to the first guy they meet and who no self-respecting man would ever want to marry. That's when I flipped a switch. I like to think I'm a pretty good kid. I get good grades, I play volleyball, I help my sister with her homework and help drive her to soccer practice. I've never had a boyfriend, so being talked to like I was some love-struck idiot who was going to wind up pregnant because I'm choosing to go to a dance with a friend really annoyed me. Also, I know a bit about my dad's history. He was in a frat in college, and he's told stories to my cousin, 18 male, who recently started college at a big state school where frat culture is a big thing. So I told him that. A, this guy is my friend and he seems nice, but if he turns out to be a dick, I'll figure it out. B, I only agreed to go to a dance. The last time I checked, going to a dance was not a binding sexual contract. And here's where I may have crossed the line. I told him that I knew he was a frat in college, and I know what goes on in those places. I also know the stories he's told my cousin. So in the heat of the moment, I said something along the lines of, by your own logic, the only slut in the family is you. Then I looked at my mum and said, you must have had no self-respect to have married him. By the looks on their faces, I could tell what I said was hurtful. And then of course I got yelled at and probably won't be able to go to the dance at all. But I feel like it's unfair for him to give me a lecture about slutty behaviour and self-worth when he's been recently bragging to my male cousin about doing much worse things, when he was just a few years older than me. But maybe I crossed the line trying to prove my points. Am I the arsehole? And this story is going to follow with an update as well. Now, the scene I've got pictured in my head is like a table scene. You're sat on one side, your two parents are sat on the other, and your father's given you this lecture of misogyny and hypocritical bullshit. So you're absolutely not the arsehole for calling him out. And then I was thinking, are you the arsehole at all for what you said to your mother? And I was kind of thinking, well, no, because your mother sat there and let your father talk to you in this way as well. She could have spoke up and backed you up. But again, it had me thinking, what's her past been like? And I don't want to go too deep into it, but what's her past like been like? Did she have someone speak to her in the same way as she was growing up and things like that? But it's a definite not the asshole from me in this situation. And before we go to the update, we have a couple of comments. One from the Lady Lazarus, who says, not the asshole. Everything you said to your dad is 100% accurate. And frankly, I would high five my daughter if she said that. I completely understand why you brought your mother into it. She was allowing your father to slut shame you, and that is unacceptable. It sounds like your father is projecting from his past behaviors, and your mother is conditioned to think those things are acceptable. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Opie replies to this saying, the thing is, I've overheard my dad bragging to my cousin about some nasty stuff, like joking about having to go and get a shot of penicillin after some parties. never stories you want to hear about your own dad, but we are where we are. I don't think my eventual decision to have sex equates to my self-worth in any way, but coming from him it was just too much. And I wouldn't say my mum was encouraging him, but she's just kind of always been a doormat. Maybe I inherited my dad's temper. I understand the comment saying I shouldn't have brought her into it. The Kelsey21 says, not the arsehole, your father can kick rocks. We gotta kick rocks, I love that. What a nasty thing to say to someone. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Maybe apologise to your mum. However, she should have stood up for you. But your dad owes you an apology for being misogynistic asshat. Don't ever lose that fire within that made you stand up for yourself. Jenna LS says, you punched his misogyny right in the fucking mouth, you little champ. Sorry if you end up missing that dance. Don't stop standing up for yourself against these kind of comments. I would encourage my little sister to do the same, but I'm a hothead, so your post gave me a justice boner. Illwishbone210 says, not the arsehole. If you feel bad about what you said to your mum, apologise, but at the end of the day, you were standing your ground, and in the heat of the moment, that is a hell of a comeback to make. ETA, now that I think about it, you did good standing up for yourself and calling out your mum for not batting for you. Don't let your parent get in your head calling you a slut, and if you end up doing something with that boy or anyone for that matter, just make sure you're doing it for you and that you're happy. Hope you convince your parents that they are being unreasonable and let you go to the dance. OP replies to that one saying, the thing is, I'm not even sure if I'm into guys, so it's very unlikely that I'd do anything with him. My dad would lose his mind if I told him that, but then again, if he doesn't want me to get pregnant, not being straight is a great solution to that problem. Careful what you wish for, Dad. And Lenny Briscoe says, not the arsehole, you are 100% right about him and his double standards. And one more from the Dice Lady who says, you're the arsehole to your mum. Your dad is not an arsehole or arse hat, but an entire arse suit. The shotgun thing is horrible and can be taken as a threat. He went way off the rails with the slut shaming and lecturing. Now let's read the update to see what that says. So, update. Oh god, oh fuck, oh god, oh fuck, I did it. I came out and I did it out of spite. I picked a whole goddamn bouquet of whoopsie daisies. To be clear, I know I said in the comments that I wasn't sure if I was into guys, but that's kind of because I figured I should experiment with men out of obligation before deciding about my sexuality. But the more my dad talked about the whole pregnancy thing last night, and the more I thought about it, I realised that it's just so far out of the realm of interest, and I've had crushes on girls, although it's hard to admit myself. It's not super duper okay in my family. So I took the comment saying, I need to apologise to my mum to heart, and I realised y'all were right, she didn't deserve that. I made her an omelette and a coffee and brought it into her in bed, and sat down with her on the bed so we could talk about what happened. My dad was out of the house. I just explained to her that I said what I did last night out of anger, and I was hurt with all these horrible accusations were being thrown at me when I feel like I'd given them no reason to doubt my judgement. I apologised to her and told her how out of line it was for me to attack her when it wasn't her who I was angry at, and that I feel like my dad doesn't really see me as a valuable person because he believes that I'm not smart enough to take my own decisions seriously, and that if I did make a mistake, I wouldn't be worth anything to him or anyone. I cried because it was hurtful. She understood and was starting to talk, but then my dad walked in. Keep in mind, I was still angry at him, and he walked into the whole scene and said something nasty. He saw I was crying and said, oh, hormones, looked like someone's pregnant already. The look on his face said it was a joke, but I hated it. My mind went into mean girl overdrive. Granted, what I did was not smart, but I was done. So I said, good news, I didn't think me having sex with men and getting pregnant is something you'll ever have to worry about. He looked at me, I looked at him, he looked at me, I looked at him. It clicked. Now he's out for a drive and the whole house has been quiet. I'm kind of hiding in my room. Oops. And I kind of want an update on that update now to see what would happen next when the dad does come back. And I hope he took some time to reflect on his shitty comments, realize how much he's actually damaging his family by the road he's going down, takes a step back and tries to make a change for the better, because clearly from what's going on here, daughter at some stage is going to go, you know, I've had enough of this, I'm moving out. And it feels like it's almost close to that point already. I mean, after an argument like the night before, whatever it was, he comes in and makes a joke about hormones because she's crying. I mean, what the fuck's that about? Absolutely not the arsehole at all. And I would like to know what the mum said in that situation as well, for him coming in and making this joke. Did the mum say anything? But it's incredibly amazing for OP to say what they said in this situation, to come out in the way they did as well. I mean, wow. What are your thoughts on this one? Let me know in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. And our next story is from GV Citrieto. I may have got it completely wrong. Am I the arsehole? I told my wife that 10-year-old daughter was more mature than her. My 28 male wife, 32 female, and I went to an all-you-can-eat restaurant today with our 10-year-old daughter. My wife has this bad habit of ordering too much food at restaurants and then not eating it fully. A lot of times the restaurants do not allow doggy bags, so the food gets wasted. So I decided to take her to an all-you-can-eat today because she'd be able to take only as much as she wants to eat. She started piling up a lot of food on her plate. I told her to add lesser portions and finish all the food. She said that she'd finish all the food because she was really hungry. I kept quiet after that. My daughter, on the other hand, was taking a little of each dish to taste and then deciding which one she wanted more of. I appreciated her for being so mature. As expected, my wife wasted nearly half of the plate she had so enthusiastically filled, and the manager told us we'd have to pay extra for the food wastage. I didn't want to tell my wife anything at the restaurant, so I just paid the bill and went back home. After we put our daughter to bed, I told my wife that she acted very immature at the restaurant and our 10-year-old daughter had the sense to gauge her own hunger. My wife told me she was really excited to see so many varieties of food that she liked and she couldn't control herself. Am I the arsehole? Edit, I do all the chores because she doesn't like to get her hands dirty. We live only on my salary. She doesn't ever pay for food or groceries despite earning more than me. She thinks the man should be the one paying for everything. And I'm assuming that edit must have come from some questions down in the comments. And I got to ask, I haven't been to many all-you-can-eat restaurants before, but do they charge you if you like overload your plate too much and not eat it? Do they come over and assess how much you've eaten and say, oh, wow, you've wasted all that, so you have to pay for it? I mean, not that I'm saying it's a bad thing. It certainly discourages people wasting food, which I think is a positive thing in some ways, but I am wondering, does that happen in a lot of these restaurants? And Mink Martin Reception asked the same question, saying, what kind of buffet is telling you that you'd have to pay extra? That's a really strange rule for any restaurant, but especially for a buffet. And Pizza Slut replies to that one, saying, it's a very common thing for all-you-can-eat places because it discourages food waste. They charge per pound and make it clear when you walk in to discourage exactly this kind of behavior that ends in wasted food. I've had friends get stuck with an extra bill for having leftover food from a sushi place. They were greedy and had an entire unwanted rolls of sushi left. Agatadusi says, everyone sucks here. At first I thought you were being controlling, but if it's bad enough that she couldn't follow the rules of the establishment and the manager charged you extra, I'll grant she has a problem. On the other hand, in quotes, so I decided to take her to an all-you-can-eat restaurant today because she'd be able to only take as much as she wants to eat. Then says, why would you intentionally take her somewhere you know will be an issue? Why not just take her to a regular restaurant and let her get leftovers? What's so wrong with leftovers? Even if you love all you can eat, then yes, she's mutually an asshole, but like, you're also picking a fight over this and intentionally bringing the issue forward. Why is it so important to you how your wife eats? Then says an edit saying, also, you're an asshole for comparing your wife to a child. She's a grown woman with a weird food problem. She should work on that, but that's not appropriate way to be arguing with your partner. Edit 2, lol, I literally never said OP was being abusive. In fact, I said he wasn't being controlling. He's just picking dumb fights with his wife. Do you all realize non-abusive people do that? Not every dumb fight or single incident of name-calling in a marriage makes it abusive. Just assholery. Kai.do says, not the asshole. This seems to be a reoccurring thing and not a one-time deal. Yes, eyes bigger than the stomach, but based on previous times this happened, she could take a little first and go for seconds. There's no harm or embarrassment in seconds. You didn't say it in public or make it a huge deal at the restaurant. The maturity comment maybe was a bit harsh. Communication is key, and maybe try to express your feelings and talk it out with each other in a calm environment. It may be a little embarrassing, but maybe bring a little Tupperware container when going to restaurants that don't have doggy bags, so at least it can be eaten later instead of going to waste. And recommends Malazan says, not the asshole, am I taking crazy pills here? OP isn't bossing her around, he just wants her to portion out her food appropriately so she's not wasting food. I don't see what the issue with that is. I don't know if the daughter comparison would have the effect OP is looking for, but it's better than doing nothing and letting her continue on, wasting food and money. Spam's reply to that one says, and quotes, "Am I taking crazy pills, CSN? You and me both. This thread is completely wild. People are discussing this business model for some reason. Why? Even if you had never encountered it yourself, it takes about 5 seconds to realize this is amazing, given that about one third of the food worldwide is wasted. And yet there are people who call OP the arsehole who get it voted. One person even defends the wife with, she's celebrating and enjoying the options that life is presenting her. What the actual fuck? This planet doesn't need gluttony like that. Get out of here." Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from Gandalf the Goon, who says, "Am I the arsehole for skipping girlfriend's birthday for brother's bachelor party?" Some notable context, because this by itself is a stupid thing to be upset about. Even with further info, I think it's a bit silly. I'm infantry in the National Guard and deployed for 9 months, away for right about 11 total. I came back early 2021 and missed all the major holidays and her birthday last year due to being on the other side of the world. Her birthday was about 4 months after I got back. Between that time, I took 3-week-long vacations with friends or family that she couldn't go to because she practically can't take any days off in the summer. She was invited to all of them, and she could have made it work with work. She was a little upset for each of them, but understood. My brother announced his bachelor party date to me like 5 months in advance, and the other groomsmen. I was still deployed. He wanted to confirm a date over a weekend that worked for everyone. I confirmed it was okay and completely forgot it was her birthday. I told my girlfriend like 2 months in advance, where she told me that's her birthday. My brother had already booked an awesome Airbnb, friends coming from multiple states, so some already took days off. It was too late to change the date or even ask about it. It started on a Friday and I had to drive about 5 hours away. She was pissed I was missing her birthday, and pissed I never brought this up with her since it was on her birthday, and pissed I forgot it was on her birthday, lol. To her, B-days are very special. To me, I don't give a crap about birthdays. I spent the last 5 years doing army stuff on my birthdays anyway, including that same year. We argued a lot leading up to it, but I wasn't caving. I'm the best man at my brother's wedding. We have a great relationship. I doubt he had a divorce, as I can't think of a single family member in all my family who has divorced. Eventually she caved and allowed me to go, but was very upset. My brother gave her like a $70 bottle of champagne as an apology. As a joke, she told me to tell him she owed him a bottle. Never specify the price, as I was expecting like $10 to $20, so he went above and beyond on that jokingly serious request, lol. This birthday thing was brought up by her again yesterday, so just seeing other opinions. Am I the arsehole for going to brother's bachelor party after being gone so consistently leading up to it, and also forgetting it was on her birthday? I also took her to a super nice restaurant a couple of days before the bachelor's party. Fogo de Chao? Maybe. Otherwise, we have a great relationship. Been together over 2 years, and she stayed with me for a year while I was deployed. I would be 100% be fine if she did the same or took vacation without me for decent reasons. She has done it before and I'm fine with it. This is about the largest conflict we had and it's overall pretty insignificant itself, but I understand why it would upset her or others. I just want to see overall how many people think this is a big deal, as she does, versus a minor as I do. And we got a couple of edits here, one that we'll cover before the comments, one we'll cover after because he replies to the verdict basically. Edit: I didn't add this originally because it wasn't really about her birthday, but I paid about 90% of her vacation to South Dakota to see Wind Cave or Wine Cave, Mount Rushmore, Badlands, Black Hills, Custer State Park, etc., and drove. This was because her busy season ended for her and she finally got vacation time, so I did this for all the time she let me leave. This was about a month ago, so then we'll cover the final edit after some of the comments. And I am definitely going to say you're the arsehole in this situation. There's a couple of things that jumped out to me, and you said, like, you know, birthday to her are important events. And then went on to say, you know, you don't find them important events at all because you've been in the army for your last few, so why do they matter, whatever sort of thing. But they are important to your girlfriend, and this is someone that you're meant to support and love and want to be a partner with. And if something's so important to them, surely you'd want to celebrate that with that person. Maybe they want to celebrate your birthday too. Maybe they want to make your day special for them. So for you to totally disregard their birthday in that way would make you the arsehole to me. And then another thing that jumped out to me is that your brother was the one to buy a $70 bottle of champagne as an apology. So he knew there was a mess up. He knew this all sounded a bit shitty. And you're just coming in with like the, lol, he bought the $70 bottle of champagne, I didn't buy it sort of thing. And I was like, yes, of course that's going to make you the arsehole. Everyone around you can see it makes you the arsehole, just not you. But Naked Street says you're the arsehole and quotes, pissed I forgot it was her birthday, lol. To her, B-days are very special. To me, I don't give a crap about birthdays. I spent the last 5 years doing army stuff on my birthdays anyway, including the same year. Then says, you sound like a massively self-centered person. You chose to join the army and make sacrifices, and that means your girlfriend's birthday shouldn't matter. You think it's funny that your girlfriend cares about something, that she has her own feelings about something that aren't exactly like your feelings. If you want to date your clone, let this girl go and find someone who doesn't care about birthdays. If you want to be a decent person, give a shit about what your partner cares about. Tiger Zoe says, you're the arsehole. One, it was not her choice you joined the army, but could have chosen not to date you. This means the missed event when you were stationed overseas does not matter. Two, she thinks her birthday is important. You do not. This means she can skip your birthday, but you not hers. If you are upset if she missed your B-day, you are a hypocrite, thus an arsehole. 3. My brother gave her like a $70 bottle of champagne as an apology, then says, your brother knows you effed up, and he apologized on your behalf. How this is you versus your girlfriend, this is irrelevant. 4. I doubt he'd divorce, as I can't think of a single family member and all my family was divorced, then says, irrelevant. Marriages do not become less important if someone divorced. Then goes on to say, so we can rephrase your question as this. Am I the arsehole for forgetting about my girlfriend's B-day and making other arrangements, namely the bachelor party of my brother, on that day? Furthermore, the day would have likely moved if I had said I wouldn't be able to come that day. And then says, yes, you are the arsehole, and I think you know yourself. And then quotes, I also took her to a super nice restaurant a couple of days before the bachelor's party. The name of the restaurant again. At least you took some responsibility and tried to make it up to her. Hope you didn't use the words I'm sorry, but that evening. LT Short says, info, why have a girlfriend? She doesn't see you on deployment. You go on long vacations because she cannot get off work. You miss her birthday, which you pointed out is very special to her. Honestly, it doesn't seem like a good match. By the way, if something isn't important to you, does not mean it is not important to someone else. OP replies that saying, yes, I understand the day means a lot to her. Also, if she wanted to leave, she would, but honestly, we have a great relationship. This is pretty much the biggest conflict we've had, and it's fairly minor overall. I have nothing but respect for the fact that she stayed with me during a deployment while I took vacations coming back. I honestly would be 100% fine if she did the same, and she has. Different overall since she wasn't gone for such a long time, but we are both fine letting the other do something if one can't. Fabulous says, XYZ is really important to my SO, but I've never really cared about it, so it doesn't matter. Then says, scheduling conflicts happen, but you had 3 whole months to say something to her before you did, and you didn't communicate because what is important to her isn't to you. You're the arsehole. I really hope your girlfriend is able to reach a point where her SO is someone who values her values. And one more from Souch who says, you're the arsehole. I was all up on your side until the point of you giving the go-ahead on the date. Your brother asked you about the date to avoid this exact kind of thing. On top of this, if birthdays are important to her, then her birthday is important to you. You don't have to make a big deal out of your birthday too, or change how you feel about your birthday. Just acknowledge her feelings and traditions. Now we're going to move on to the little edit update where he replies to the verdict. So, final edits. Already I'm clearly the arsehole here by a high margin. I have low respect for relationship advice on Reddit, from what I've read, and now have seen because people take one situation, and their advice is for people to break up, even if it's fairly small overall. From day one with her, I accepted that I messed up. I don't argue that, but by the time the dates were realized, it was too late to change them, all for 8 people coming together from multiple states. To me, I didn't think overall it was a big deal, but she did. So I looked for opinions to see if people think I'm right in that I messed up, but nothing major, or I messed up and she has every right to be mad. Clearly she does, and I'm wrong, so thank you for that, but please stop telling me to break up over a single conflict in their relationship. Lol, I'm sure you have a conflict before in yours. Now, what do you guys make of this story? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another one. And our next story is from our very own subreddit, r/marknarrations. Come on over there, get involved if you feel like it. Would love to have you. And I encourage you to post your stories on the actual Am I the Arsehole subreddit as well. And it's from Ryugi, who says, Am I the Arsehole for wasting a salesman's time because he was rude to me? Big fan of the channel. Mark's voice is very relaxing to me, and I always look forward to next video. Well, thank you very much, my friend. I was planning to buy a car. We went to the dealership and got paired with a salesman. He didn't recognize me, but I recognized him. At his prior job, he was a cashier at a shipping store. I went to drop off a free brand return, and he tried to charge me $15 for it. Refused to scan my barcode. When I told him, it says right there that this is free and you only need to scan this barcode, he said, well, maybe you need to learn how to read. I raised my voice and said, excuse me, what did you just say? Which caused a manager to come out. When the manager came out, he lied and said I was being racist to have me removed from the store. He got fired a few weeks later for theft. It's been a couple of years since that incident. Anyway, back to the car sales. We find a couple of vehicles that match what I wanted, a particular make, model, and year, used, not new, but they're way overpricing it, as in above the cost it'd be for me to order the vehicle brand new online and have it delivered to my house for a used one. I said the price needs to come down to at least below new price. He said the price isn't negotiable. He then did that bullshit tactic where the salesman leaves the room to make you wait for them to try to pressure you into sunken cost fallacy. I spent so long here, I can't walk away empty-handed, is what they're hoping for. So I hemmed and hawed, wasting his time right back, and negotiated about the monthly, and asked again if he was sure he couldn't bring down the cost to below new. He said no, so I left without buying. In the end, I spent 1 hour driving/examining the vehicles, 1 hour negotiating, 1 hour waiting for it to quit the waiting game BS, and 1 hour feigning continued interest. So I spent about half of this day. 2 days later, he sent me an email, and the updated price was equal to the cost of a new vehicle. Again, for a used vehicle of the same make, model, and year. I decided I'm going to buy my car somewhere else. Am I the asshole for wasting the salesman's time because he was rude to me? As someone who purchased a car probably about 6 months or so ago, a used car, and I went to look at this car, I saw it online, I went to have a look at it and inspect it and stuff, and you know, I tried bringing the price down a bit myself, because it was above book value. And I understand they need to make their little bit of profit, sure, absolutely, but it was above, well above book value. So I negotiated it, and he kept doing this bullshit tactic of, you know, I need to go and talk to the manager. The manager won't let me do that and all that sort of stuff. And he done pretty much some of the same tactic in this, saying just walking off and disappearing for a little while, letting you have a think and all this kind of thing. And I was just sort of sat there, you know, just like, well, I'm not going to buy a car just because I'm wasting my time here. I can go anywhere and buy it. This vehicle isn't like a rare vehicle or anything, you know, they're all over the place. Ended up did buying the car at a reduced rate in the end, but they try selling you all like the paint protection and all this sort of shit as well. We can do this at a lower cost just for today and all. Oh, fuck off, please. And I know they get trained to do this sort of stuff, don't get me wrong, but I absolutely hate sales tactics. In car showrooms, when people turn up at your door and they try to talk your ass off before you can actually say a word, all this kind of stuff absolutely winds me up. So it's not the arsehole to me. But Quiet Tone says, no, not the arsehole. You are under no obligation to buy, even after a long discussion. It's part of their job. In your place, I may have asked for another salesman from the beginning. Then you could know for sure if the dealership was all like that bad guy or he's just a rotten apple. good luck finding the car. According to business news shows, if you can wait until early next spring, you can get a better deal for all kinds of vehicles. Irish Breed says, what makes salesmen think that leaving the room strategy would work? If someone did that to me, I'd probably just leave the store after 5 minutes. Heck, without knowing him beforehand. I'd have left as soon as he said the price was non-negotiable. Sounds like he works at one of those stereotypical sleazy used car lots that sell overpriced lemons. That said, no, not the arsehole. Probably save someone with fewer defenses against high pressure tactics. Jander125 says, not the arsehole. I love me some petty revenge. You wasted his time and now he comes crawling back. Says first the price is non-negotiable, yet personally send you an email with a negotiated price. You really pulled a reverse Uno card on him. Instead of him leaving the room making you feel like you can't leave empty-handed, you were the one leaving him feeling empty-handed. Good job, OP. And one more from Kavis, who says, not the arsehole. Even if you hadn't a prior run-in with this guy before, I would have given you a not the arsehole. I cannot abide the hard sell approach, and frankly, you did your research and weren't going to pay for an overpriced vehicle. I think you were perfectly fair in wasting the time simply out of disgust for the dealership and salesman trying to be manipulative and taking advantage of potential buyers. Good on you. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What are your thoughts on all of today's stories if you choose to share them? A huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for being involved in the channel today. And if you'd like to support further, never any pressure to do so. You can click the little join button down below or go to the link in the description, click the link tree and join up on Patreon. It hugely helps out the channel. I can never express that enough. But once again, there's never any pressure to do so either. That's the last thing I want. Thank you so much for your love, support and time. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.